Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome back. Junkies come to you live on 106.7 The Fan. You can check us out on the TV side on NBC Sports Washington. Brought to you by Crop Metcalf. They're the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber? Just visit CropMetcalf.com to join their team. So yesterday, we put it up as an Instagram poll. You can follow us on Instagram at Sports Junkies Radio. I'm trying to see what the tally is right now. And the question was, should Ron Rivera be golfing at Pebble when he still needs to hire an OC? And there were two options. There was sure, why not, which is now up to 62%.
It's a lock. He uses Pro V1s, Valdez, 100%.
And there was no get to work.
It's not using top, by the way, X in- outs.
No, I put Ron on like
Kirkland's
precepts.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Strixons?
In fairness to JP and the other guys, that poll was put out simply because I was admittedly trolling Ron.
And you're being-
I'm looking for any excuse to troll Ron. I'll be honest. I think he stinks. I think he's a super nice guy. Everyone likes him. But I'm just trolling him because he's had three winning seasons out of 12. He's certainly getting fired at the end of this year, and I like to troll him. But that's why
You're kind of kicking him while he's heading out. You know what I mean?
Yeah, so that's the premise. So JP doesn't think it's a big deal. Mm-hmm. I don't think Cake thinks it's a big deal. No. I don't think Lurch thinks it's a big deal. I don't even care either. I'm just trolling him.
And we did a segment on the air, and we threw it out there. And not only is he playing golf at Pebble while they have not hired an offense coordinator, it also happens to be Senior Bowl week. Mm-hmm. Now, he didn't go to the Senior Bowl last week, and not every coach is there.
Last year.
I saw a video.
It was a birthday party for his mom who eventually passed, right?
Two years ago, he was there.
But I saw a video of Mike Tomlin was there. Ron Rivera wasn't there. Well, anyway, what really ignited the social media backlash was I then took the topic from the show, which was first on the Instagram page, and just put it on Twitter. Are you okay with Commanders coach Ron Rivera playing golf at Pebble Beach this week when he still hasn't hired an offense coordinator? It's a question.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't say the Junkies think he's in complete a-hole or whatever for doing this. And we got just slammed
by
95% of the tweets.
Mike, just responding to that tweet.
Well, it's
to
also,
that tweet, which is a question.
Very small but loud minority of Kool-Aid drinking, hashtag HTTR, hashtag HTTC, people that think the team can do no wrong ever.
And I appreciate.
They're just genuflecting down in front of the team at all times.
I appreciate the guy that said I would beat him by 10.
Yeah. It has 357,000 views so far, 168 retweets, 617 comments, and we don't usually get that kind of attention. Here are a couple of examples. Just people responding. I'm sure he didn't cancel an interview with potential OC to go golfing. So if there's nothing scheduled, why should we care if he's golfing on a day off? God forbid the guy enjoys a day off and lives a little.
A day off? It's not a day off. It's a week off, by the way.
It is a
Pebble
week.
Is not a one-day thing. That's a week.
Those are golf rubes. They don't understand.
They don't understand. It's a week away. I know you could keep doing the comments. The argument is, and I am admittedly trolling, but the argument is it's hiring season. All the hot coaches are interviewing now. Now you could say Bieniemy and one or two of these other guys that are in the Super Bowl, they can't. Well, they can do Zoom interviews. Mm-hmm. They can do phone calls. They can do that stuff. Mm-hmm. I think it's important when you're coaching for your life.
Right.
to get the, I would argue, one of the top two or three most important jobs in your organization, get that locked up before you start playing celebrity
golf.
And
by the way, last hour we had Robert Griffin III on. He said, it's bad optics for Ron to be teeing it up, Eric, when the organization is in disarray.
Eric, it's like this to you. If you're going shopping on Black Friday, you want to be there when the store opens and everything's still there.
Not after
the shelves
have
been.
I've done that before.
Not when the shelves have been picked through.
Right. I did that. It's funny you say it. I did that 5, 6, 7 years ago because my nephews or whatever, my cousins, they all do that. And so I said, I'm going to go. But I'm not getting there midnight. I'm going to go there like 6 in the morning.
Yeah, what was left?
It looked like a bomb hit it.
Nubbins.
It looked like a bomb hit it.
Here are a couple of tweets.
Nothing left.
If you want to chime in, 800-636-1067. You can call us on the MGM National Harbor Listener Lines, 800-636-1067. I kind of enjoy these, Farbot. It disgusts me that you still have an audience. Corey, when are you all going to hang it up and retire? RVA Mo defends us, says, damn, I thought everybody loved the Junkies. Guess I was way off.
Not everybody but, loves the Junkies.
I mean, it's no, over 600 comments. Here's another one.
We can confirm that.
It's amazing.
The fan base's media thrives on us hating the team. Guess we can't blame them since that's been all our media is used to for 30 plus years.
I'm used to winning.
It's amazing the reaction that you get from people.
Oh, yeah.
Here's another
one.
When
you say something like that.
It's brother can't get around it without being questioned. LOL, he's allowed to have some fun, too.
Not until he gets his house in order, in my opinion.
Eric, here, let me try and change the optics for you.
All right.
There's no OC there, and Ron's out playing at Pebble Beach. For the week, and I can see why you're upset. But let me put this.
As all these other coaches are interviewing and getting hired.
No. Let me put this in a spin zone for you.
All right.
He's out there recruiting.
Who's he recruiting?
Aaron Rodgers playing in the event. He's hanging out with Aaron Rodgers all week.
He's schmoozing him.
If he pulls Aaron Rodgers, I take it back. If he pulls Aaron Rodgers,
it's the greatest move ever.
Where do all these million-dollar business deals take place?
On the golf course.
If he can pull Aaron Rodgers,
that's a wacky theory.
Ron Rivera just took his bag of balls that he's going to warm up with, sat right next to Aaron Rodgers on the range, and he's talking his ear off.
By the way,
about
they even
this
allowed to do
about
that?
McLaurin
about this
and all, the
all the weapons that he has.
To take it a step further, Ron should do ayahuasca with Aaron Rodgers.
After the round, he should.
Would you?
To get Aaron Rodgers here?
Ayahuasca is like the most powerful drug you can
do. That makes you like poop your pants, right? Like throw up.
They give you a bucket.
I'll raise my hand and say, yes, I would do it live on air.
You might like jump off your roof or something.
No, keep it in a controlled environment.
Hey, I've got people watching me, but I would do it.
You think Ron Rivera isn't telling Aaron Rodgers, hey, why don't you come back to my house after the round? And I got a big old box of weed that we can puff on.
Come back to my value crib I paid $2.3 million for.
Come back to my double wide.
Right.
At Pebble Beach.
Before we get back to the phones, 800-636-1067, I'll just show you just two more tweets that'll show you the difference in opinion sometimes. Here's another one from Wiz Skins. Typical toxic Washington media. Again, I'd point out we just posed a question on Twitter. Then Carmichael Dave. Absolutely not. Vince Lombardi wouldn't do this. Bill Belichick wouldn't do this. You either want to win or you want to play golf ball without an OC.
You
want
to play golf ball? That's my favorite quote of the day.
I'll play some golf ball. Do you think there's any possibility?
I think he's doing it on purpose, football, golf ball. Yeah.
Do you think there's any possibility that Ron is recruiting?
No.
1%.
So he's just going to ignore Aaron Rodgers the entire week?
Hey, Aaron, what's it going to take? But that's not why he's there. He's there because he's sized for the ADs. He loves golf. It's Pebble.
He can live at the house, stay at the house.
Yeah, see, whatever.
His wife's out there.
I get it. Who wouldn't want to play golf for a week?
I've said it's a great decision. You can't turn down Pebble to sit here in Ashburn and recruit dum-dums.
And I've said this. I've been consistent. I think the real reason why he's okay with doing it is because they already know they're going to hire a dud.
And Valdez.
And the dud is already locked up. They just don't want to announce it.
No, I think Ron is legitimately there trying to handle some business with Aaron.
And also, Valdez, you know this from going at the golf tournaments.
You don't even have the money to
swag sign bags are nice, especially the Pebble Beach Pro-Am. It's going to be a nice
Yeah, Ron, I guarantee you, Ron slipped his business card in Aaron Rodgers' swag bag.
Right. All right, let's go.
It's a desperate act.
Hey, he gave him a ball marker with a Commander's logo on it.
Right.
And don't forget about us.
Do you think he's going to leave Green Bay to come
here? He stuffed
here?
A major tutty stuffed animal. Yeah.
No, I don't.
Back. Major tutty.
He's going to come here.
No.
We're one of the most
Ron's giving them telling them
what's
how good.
What's the sell?
He's saying, look at our receivers. You complain all the time Green Bay has no wide receivers.
And then he's going to say,
look at all our
wait
wide
a second,
receivers.
I'm looking at Pro Football Focus. You have the 31st ranked offensive line in pass.
And Aaron Rodgers is going to say, wait a minute, you're not going to be here in 2 years.
Exactly. Yeah. That's
you're going to be fine.
Why am I going there?
Why are you recruiting me? You're not going to be there.
And you don't even have an offensive coordinator that I know or like.
You don't have a coordinator.
Let you pick them. That's why we have. That's why we didn't pick them.
My best friend just got hired in New York.
Well, who's your second best friend?
Yeah. Who's your second?
He's such a good
OC.
Friend. He didn't follow him to Denver. Denver hired that guy.
Yeah,
thinking
yeah,
that
that's
lure.
True.
Aaron Rodgers, great best friend.
Yeah, that's actually a great point. They haven't hired an OC because he's going to let Aaron pick him.
I'm not predicting he's going to New York just because he's your best friend.
Aaron could be the first ever QB/OC. Just go for it.
Yeah, just let it go.
That's not true. Peyton was definitely the OC.
Well, I know that.
Yeah. All right.
I can tell you this. He's not going to want to run the ball 2-1.
I know that. You're right.
Let him call the plays.
But the idea from the diehard community, and by the way, I'm a diehard, but I also can make fun of my own team and our own ineptitude. But the idea that you can't ask a question or you know, is insanity.
You're a diehard, but don't associate yourself with that group. That
no, I don't because I know my team can do wrong.
Right.
I know my coaches
yeah.
do suck.
That group can't.
These people
they can't figure that out.
The reaction you get from people like this is unbelievable.
It is crazy.
Yeah. I didn't even know. I wasn't even aware of it.
You're influential. I give you props.
Some of those
you're
people,
influential.
Some of those people want us to die. They want us like to die, like get in a plane and for it to crash into the side of a mountain.
So many people would be happy.
There are people that threw in lines like this. I'm just surprised Ron Rivera unfolded his arms long enough to hold a golf club.
Now that's a great thing. That's a fantastic thing.
All right, let's go to Dennis. Is this our guy Dennis in Reston?
Yes, it's Dennis from Reston.
Hey guys, what's up? How you doing?
Dennis, what's up?
Dennis loves his AD.
Here's what I think. I think that my opinion. I think Ron should be attending these events for the team. You know, and then if he wants to play golf, he can go play golf a little bit later, a few more weeks from now. But here's where I think his head is. He knows we got a new owner coming in. He knows he's not going to be there. And no matter what he says or what anybody thinks they know, I just don't think his heart's totally into the team anymore, and he's going golfing. And he's putting the golf over the team, and that's my opinion, you guys. So, okay?
All right.
Thank you, Dennis. The menace.
All right, you guys have a good day. Bye. All thanks. Right,
thank you, Dennis.
What does Dennis do? Have you ever figured out what
don't
he does?
Know.
Have we asked him?
No.
He's a fisher.
He's a fisher.
Fisherman?
He's a fisher.
He's a fisher
what's
or a fisherman?
Fisher? He has a fisher? Like, he has like an
that's
anal
his
fisher?
Hobby. I think he's actually, he might be a pro fisherman.
A pro
he's
fisherman.
A fish.
Like a low.
He's a fisher.
He's stuffing weights inside
of him. So is he like retired? Is he like an old guy retired?
I think he's like 60. I don't know if he's retired. I know he spends a lot of time fishing.
Okay. Yeah.
Professional radio
he's
caller.
He's definitely a professional radio caller.
Yes.
But he's not necessarily a prize pig. He just likes ADs.
Yeah.
Do you think he records his calls?
No. A lot of times he calls in and he just vents and then hangs up before he doesn't want anyone.
He
just wants someone to listen to him.
He's got a lot of time on his hands.
Oh, so
apparently.
He's like just a lonely man. He's a lonely person.
I'm sure he's got buddies. He's just angry.
He's got other fishers he hangs out with.
When you say fisher, I think of an anal fisher. That's what I think.
That's more fissure.
I didn't know what he was talking about. Fissure.
All right, I'd like to go to these calls, but I get yelled at if they're
not screened.
Here's
another one. DC sports media continues to be complete and utter garbage. Junk's radio is very fitting.
Right. Okay.
So many people just heard.
You think I care about any of those people?
We ask a polarizing question. On a radio show.
Yeah.
I love that I send back.
God forbid.
I love that I shoot back. Thanks for listening
to everybody.
Because I know it
but
kills
most of those guys don't listen.
I know. Actually, I've changed a lot. Now a lot of times I write, appreciate you supporting Junk's
yes.
Radio.
I'll tell you what. You better be glad I don't run that.
Just anger them further when you do that. But I like it. I like the little tweet.
I do appreciate them. I'll be fired if I run that.
Yes, you would be.
All right, coming up next, we'll switch gears, open up EB's entertainment page right here on the Junkies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome back. Chucky's on 106.7 The Fan. I just put a hopefully not as controversial question behind the scenes, actually, at Sports Junkies Radio on our Instagram story. It is, which guest does Drab T-Shirt enjoy talking to behind the scenes the most? So go to Sports Junkies Radio to find out that. Today we had three. We had Coach LaViolette, Coach Wes Unseld Jr.,
yep,
and we had RG3.
Yes, we did.
Who does he like small talking to the most?
And there is an answer.
He answers it.
Yep.
So check that out. But right now, time for the entertainment page.
I think I know what it is.
Entertainment page brought to you by Steven Singer Jewelers. The most hated jeweler in America is not in the jewelry business. That's right. Steven Singer Jewelers is in the love business. It's the easiest and smartest way to celebrate the real love of your life with real diamonds from a real jeweler you can trust. Go to IHateStevenSinger.com.
All right, boys. There's a lot going on. It just continues. It's a big time EP week, Cakes.
The EP just goes on and on. It just churns out
stories. It never ends. Well,
and this again is a human cultivated EP. This is not
AI generated.
Okay, correct. This is a Valdez EP special.
I mean, you can't go an hour without watching TV or being on social media and having somebody talking about AI or Chat GPT or whatever. It's everywhere, blowing up.
Is it?
Yeah. Dr. Phil coming to an end. After more than two decades on air, 21 seasons of Dr. Phil, he says 25 years in daytime television, probably dating back to when Oprah first put him on. He's 71 years old, and I don't know if it's because like ratings have just fallen off, or is it just time to move on? So Dr. Phil no longer. Of course, Dr. Phil's most famous moment is this.
Catch me outside. How about that?
Jesus. That's his most famous moment.
Don't you think?
On our show, for sure, but that's not his moment. That's Bad Baby's moment.
Well, it's on his show.
I mean, I'll be honest. I haven't watched more than 5 minutes of Dr. Phil in the last 20 years. So I don't know what his, outside of that, I don't know what his biggest moment would be.
What's that idiot's name, Bad Baby? What's her name?
Danielle Bergoli.
Yeah.
Come on, man.
How old is Danielle Bergoli?
Probably 24, Remember, 25, I would guess.
Didn't Drab tell us one time his wife is hot for Dr. Phil or something like that?
I don't know.
Maybe I heard that on Bit Season.
No, she's not the only one. Dr. Phil is a zaddy. Women all over the place love him.
Dr. Phil has had a resurgence with younger women.
Yes. Check out. Remember he said, you have to stop calling me daddy and zaddy in my comments? Because every comment on his Instagram was all about that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I mean, he's 70 plus.
71. Yeah. And I mean, he looks good for 71, I'd say.
Sure, but...
Well, it's not about looking good. It's about... He's a powerful, authoritative figure.
Confident
guy.
Stylish.
And that's hot with women.
Also, Bad Baby's 19 years old.
She's...
She's still only 19 because she got famous. What when she was like 14?
She was like 14 or 15.
Wow, I didn't realize she was that young when that
now,
came out.
I'm telling you, I think she's making an absurd amount of money on OnlyFans.
Probably
like $5 million a month or something. Like something you can't even comprehend.
She has to be showing her jugs right now.
$5 million a month.
$5 million a month. If that's the case,
I mean an absurd amount. It's not like a couple hundred G's.
Try and find that out on the old Google.
19.
She's making
Danielle Bregoli.
A boatload.
Yeah, didn't she say she made $50 million last year?
God. You know what?
Yes, 50.
American society.
50. So I'm about right.
American society is on the brink. If she's making $50 million in a year,
right.
There's something wrong with the social structure and fabric of the country.
I don't know what people are into, but she's making about $5 million a month.
Who is pouring that sort of money into her pockets?
Look at how much
bunch of idiots.
Cardi B's making. Cardi B's another one.
I'm sure she's making a ton, too.
Cash me out, saw.
But at least Cardi B...
As a talent.
It's not like company. She has.
Catch me outside. How about that?
I guess she's talented, but her talent? That girl's talent?
Zippy.
I don't know what it is.
She actually put out a couple bangers.
Zero.
If you say so,
White J's, white Porsche, white
wrist. This is your
white horse.
He loves this kind of garbage.
You love auto tune so much.
So
some of our greatest artists.
So what I see is,
I would vehemently disagree.
But I mean,
with
it's close. It says that she provided the receipts. She had $42 million in revenue from April 2021 to April 2022.
Hey, if you love autotune so much, here's what you should do. You should go buy a ticket to see Lil Wayne, who's coming to the Fillmore.
I'm actually not a huge Lil Wayne guy, but you know who I am.
Lil Wayne has some bangers.
Post Malone. I'm a Post Malone guy. I think he's a. I think he's brilliant.
I've seen Post Malone in concert. I'm a postie. Yeah. Right here.
He's an autotune guy. I think he's brilliant.
Who was in the box with you? Weren't you sharing
Scott
a box?
Scott Brooks.
Scotty Brooks.
And I didn't say a word to him.
You should have.
I thought it would be weird.
This is a masterpiece.
Just introduce yourself.
A masterpiece. This
sounds like every
Lisa.
Other rap song.
This is her Mona Lisa.
At least to me.
Bad Baby bought whose house? In Florida.
This is going to make
famous
me
NFL
matter.
Player who's now become a famous, like for a lot of people, they may not know him for the NFL, even though he still does some NFL work.
Okay. Chad Johnson.
But he's a broadcaster.
Oh. Keyshawn Johnson.
Strahan.
Michael Strahan.
Bad Baby bought it?
Yeah.
Dude, I'm telling you.
Build a rocket ship and send me to Pluto.
No.
Please.
No. Send her to Pluto.
No, I don't think I can live here anymore. I don't understand this place that I'm living in. I don't belong here.
Anyway, continue.
The other big story, I think this is big, is not surprising, but Ozzy Osbourne has announced his retirement from touring, pulled the plug on all upcoming shows, shut it down. It's over.
He says he's out.
It's over. He's done.
Well, and, he's 74 years old.
He is, but his slave driving wife has been pushing him out there.
He is the meal ticket.
I mean, they don't have enough meals put aside.
Ozzy's 74. Let the guy live out whatever.
Do I like any songs by Black Sabbath?
Of course you do.
You like Paranoid? You like Iron Man?
Play
like
Paranoid for me.
Well, he can cue it up for you.
All right.
I don't know if they're really your thing.
I didn't like that song. What song is that?
That was No More Tears.
Don't like that one. Let me hear Paranoid.
I mean, you've heard it a billion times.
I've heard it a billion times. Didn't know it was Black Sabbath. Don't really like it. All right, now play the other one you said. What was it?
Iron Man?
Play Iron Man.
Iron Man's, I think, the top song.
Well, you may not respect them or like their music, but Black Sabbath are they're probably the godfathers of heavy metal.
That's fine. I don't have to like it.
Didn't say you had to like it.
No, I'm out on that.
Oh, this is the early part. You gotta wait till it kicks in.
I'm out on that one.
He's already out.
What's another one?
We gotta play that a few more seconds.
You play
there.
Heaven and Hell. I mean, you just play
what about
anything.
Children of the Grave? That's a positive song, I'm sure.
Well, their name is Black Sabbath.
So maybe
you know this.
I mean, it's one of the most famous guitar riffs of all time.
Yeah, I'm just telling you, I don't love the song. Don't even like it.
I'll give you a dollar.
I like this
song is amazing.
All right, this song I kind of like.
Yeah, kind of
like
this one. This song is really good. This song kind of like
a little softer.
Heartstrings. Ozzy ballad.
How many times did you see Ozzy in concert?
I saw Ozzy. It was my first heavy metal show, 1986, Capitol Center. Ozzy Osbourne.
By the way,
with Metallica opening. You think that wasn't a good show?
You're telling me that's not, there's not auto tune in this? There's definitely an echo.
Yeah. I'm sure his voice is enhanced somewhat.
Yeah.
But I will take Ozzy Osbourne's non-filtered voice against all of the auto-tune trash all day long. He's one of the greatest voices ever in the history
of
heavy metal.
It's an iconic voice, yeah. I would say.
But by the way, back to your
posties is iconic.
Okay. Back to your previous story, I just found this comical that Bregoli went on Dr. Phil when she was 13. Mm-hmm. So that's when she got famous.
Mm-hmm.
The show the segment was titled that she came on before she got famous. She came on a segment titled, I Want to Give Up My Car-Stealing, Knife-Wielding, Twerking 13-Year-Old Daughter Who Tried to Frame Me for a Crime.
That's what I always do, and they never catch me. Ain't nobody going to catch me.
Because you're too streetwise?
Yup. And all these hoes laughing like something funny.
She's talking about the audience that they're laughing at her.
Did you say the hoes are laughing?
Yeah. Yep.
So the audience are a bunch of hoes?
Yeah.
Hey, we're
genius.
I can't believe
that's inadvertent comic genius.
Yeah.
Dr. Phil just sat up in his seat. He knew.
I blame Dr. Phil.
No chance. He thought he was going to send her. He sent her to some camp, some ranch, to try and straighten out her behavior.
I'm sure she's going to
catch you outside. What does that mean?
What I just said.
Catch her outside, and she'll go outside and do what she has to do. That's what she's talking about.
Oh, yeah,
this
yeah,
is
okay,
all,
yeah.
This is all, but don't you see that?
I'm sure that a ranch where they have her do, like, an obstacle course or, like, a bonding exercise
I'm milking a cow.
They milk cows at these ranches. They milk cows.
I'm sure that's going to change
her. She built a fence, though, change her.
She goes hiking and sleeps in a tent.
She tried to frame her mom for a crime. That's why she was on Dr. Phil's show.
She's now a celebrated person in our society. This is driving me.
She turned her life around, Gates.
I mean, do people celebrate? Do me a favor. Is it possible? I'd like to hear how she talks now in 2023. Can you go to like her Instagram?
I would not.
Does she still talk like that? Honestly, does she still talk like that? Does she have that sort of accent?
It's her brand.
Probably.
Hush me outside.
Probably. You know. I mean, you heard her rapping. I mean, that's us talking when she's rapping.
Okay, that's rapping. I want to hear her speak in 2022/2023. Does she sound like a normal human?
A recent interview.
Kate, you should celebrate that we live in a great country like this, that you can go on a show as a problem child who's knife-wielding and framing your mom for a crime, and then you can become a person who buys a multi-million-dollar mansion.
I'm happy that we live in a country where you have freedom and personal liberty. It's great. But if you're into Bad Baby, is that her name?
Yes.
Then I just don't have a lot in common with you.
Well, that may be true.
You're into different things than I'm into.
But don't kill her for making $43 million a year.
Well, Bickle,
I'm jealous.
Bickle likes Bad Baby. You don't have anything in common with
her. What do you mean? I think her song is actually kind of catchy. I'm not saying I'm a fan of her. That song is kind of catchy. I don't care what
you're
you guys
the biggest
say.
Fan of her that I know.
I mean, I wouldn't give her a dollar.
I'm just saying you're a big fan of her.
If she came in here, I'd get kicked
you would,
out of it.
I know you would.
I'd rather talk to her than, I don't know.
90% of our guests?
Yeah.
Eric Edholm.
I mean, yeah. Some guy from Pro Football Focus. This a big
watch. Diamond tripping off of the clock. We're listening to Bad
this
Baby.
Is where she's
we
rapping.
Should be listening to more Ozzy Osbourne.
Does she have anything on her Instagram where she's like talking and she's like she's
no,
just talking to her fans?
She deleted almost everything off her Instagram.
Why?
Probably to make you go to her OnlyFans because with a bunch of bikini pics and all that.
Uh-huh.
But I sent Valdez an interview here where she's talking.
Okay. Does she sound like she did when she was 13?
I mean, kind of.
She does. Yeah. She hasn't polished up her act at all.
I mean, that is her act.
What do you think? She went to etiquette school in the last 5 years?
She's,
she's going to walk into a restaurant. She's going to talk like that to the maitre d' or to the waitress?
Probably.
I can't imagine.
She told Vinny and Joe to change the way they speak?
She's a white trash loser from Florida.
I have gotten hundreds and thousands of emails and DMs and all type of stuff of multiple kids wanting to give me their stories.
She sounds good. She sounds fine there. That doesn't sound like that. She sounds refined. Well, sounds like she has been to etiquette.
I told you, biggest fan.
Catch me outside. How about that?
Yeah, that's way worse.
She has improved from that, but yes. I mean, she's 13 in that.
I think she's matured.
She's still a teenager.
She's also done something sort of bizarre with her look, right? I mean, doesn't she truly look like an African-American girl now, like with her skin or something?
Yeah, what do you call that?
I don't know.
Meanwhile, she's Jewish-Italian.
So she did kind of like the reverse Sammy Sosa bit?
She did the reverse Sammy Sosa. Yeah,
yeah. Okay. No, I think, I looked it up on Wiki. She's born of Jewish mother, Italian father.
I believe you. Yeah, yeah. I just don't know. I believe you.
I mean, Bergoli's Italian last name.
No, she like dyed her hair black and straightened it. Mm-hmm. And has
but
booty
I think
implants.
She's also done something with her skin.
She's like
right?
super skinny now.
Just makeup.
Okay.
She's ripped, probably.
It's like My Fair Lady.
Cultural appropriation.
That's the phrase you're looking for.
Yeah. She's Eliza Doolittle.
That's the oldest reference on the show.
I could have said Pygmalion.
Eliza Doolittle.
And
is that the
go.
Name of her?
Last but not least, this just angers me when I see this. I think this is why Valdez put this in there. Paul Rudd's Secret to Eternal Youth cakes? What do you think it is? Rudd. Apparently, he doesn't age.
Paul, he does look pretty young for his age.
Cream?
Eating a lot of vegetables. I don't know.
Something none of us get, except for Lurch, 8 hours of sleep.
Ah.
8 hours of sleep. You know, and I'd say I talked
to Paul Rudd
in
the pool in Atlantis in 2013.
Yes, you did.
And he was chasing his kids around. I was chasing my kids around. And we talked about the Kansas Jayhawks.
God, he
he's a big Kansas guy. He's a big Chiefs guy. By the way, just to wrap something up that we talked about yesterday, Greg Garcia, who is the comedic writer who wrote My Name is Earl and some other shows, responded to, I'm not going to say it's a true controversy, but somebody said that he used victory buns on his new show. And Greg Garcia actually responded and said, I like Lurch, but I don't remember using victory buns.
Mm.
Turns out he used the term victory blunts. And our listener heard what he wanted to hear.
That's definitely different.
And he culturally appropriated it to the junkies.
Yeah, I think victory buns, that we can pretty much own that.
But he gave you a shout out, Jason, Greg Garcia.
It's my boy.
All right, got to take a break. We'll come back with more here on the Junkies.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington. So if I told you you had an investment,
okay,
and it was going to start basically at nothing, and then in 10 years,
yes,
your investment would grow to a company worth $220 million, you'd be happy. $220 million in revenue, in sales coming in.
It sounds great.
And then if I told you the next year, 220 was going to turn into 350, and then the next year, 350 was going to turn into 892 million, and then the next year, it was going to turn into $1 billion.
I mean, arrow's pointing straight up. Something else might be pointing straight up, too.
That's what's happened to Hoka. Oh. Hoka One One's.
Oh, yeah.
Hoka shoes have blown up. We started talking about Hokas probably 5 or 6 years ago. Our pal Chris Farley owns Pacers running store. Had some Hokas. I think EB's had some Hokas. My wife's had Hokas.
Had some Hokas. I have probably 10 pair.
They are. They were originally designed for ultra marathoners.
Okay.
Like 26.2 miles, not even enough. People that are running beyond that because they're super comfortable. So they have like the big sole.
Yeah, the big clunky sole.
Well, they do
and
vary
then,
in
and
size.
And then eventually it went from the ultra marathoners to the marathoners, mm-hmm. and then that went to the casual runners. And now it's just gone to like regular dads. Like I see my brother, he has some, and he'll wear like kind of almost like golf pants. Like, you know, like the Lululemon pants mm-hmm. that people wear,
sure.
like instead of like old school right, khakis.
What Sam Weiner wears into work every day.
Right.
Yes.
And he'll wear those with his Hokas.
Yeah, I wear my Hokas all the time. I don't just wear them to run. I wear them with anything. They're comfortable. I like them because I do like, you call it a clunky sole. So you're not a fan.
I've never had a pair. I mean, I'm sure yeah. they'd be comfortable if I wore them. I've never had a pair.
I like them just because, like, when I was really having knee problems, they were like they were significant upgrades to the other running shoes I've used. Significant.
I mean, I like they just call it ultra cushion shoes.
Yeah. So now, Drabby doesn't like.
Would you want an ultra cushion shoe?
Well, it depends. Probably. Drabby says the arch is too big for him or something. I don't know. He's got it doesn't fit his foot or something.
Feet.
I
so
what?
I don't have old man feet, so I don't need the extra support when I go running.
I don't need extra support in my arches and my knees. For me, it was my knees.
It hurts my foot. Like it feels like I have a boulder underneath my arch or something when I
so
run.
So you have a high arch?
No, he must have no arch.
You have
because that's the opposite of what you said.
Flat-footed.
No,
because the truth
yeah,
is,
he might be flat-footed.
Here's
Rick.
The thing: older people
explains a lot.
Older people, their arch goes down, and actually, your foot gets flatter. So if you talk to like experts that work at running stores, in theory, your shoe size should increase as you get a little bit older because your foot is going to get flatter.
You got the flat
foot, Rick. It elongates.
I don't have a flat foot.
That's what he's saying.
I know he's saying that in theory, but if it doesn't feel like I have some arch thing.
You're wearing those things every day everywhere because it's too painful for you to walk to your car without the Onés on.
That's not true. It's running. It's running.
Then
the
why are you wearing them all the time? Every day.
Because I actually like.
He likes the way they look.
Yeah.
Nobody likes the way they look.
The problem is that here's the problem.
No, he might.
I don't mind them except when the guys all break my balls and call me a nurse.
If I wore those, I'd be like 6'9".
The article
the
here
is
says.
That they have wacky color combos, so it's hard to find a combo that you like. But when I find combos that I like, I wear them.
Mm-hmm. The article says that ugly shoes are having a moment. A woman, I don't know, she's some sort of sneaker expert, said they were able to successfully update the dad shoe or the ugly shoe by investing in the functional benefits of the sneakers.
So are they taking a big chunk out of the white New Balance dad shoe market? They have to be, right? New Balance can't like that because they used to own the like dad shoe market with the plain white shoe with the N on the side.
They almost look like cross trainers, like
yeah.
those old things.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah, I think, dude, you see... Like, I see refs wear them. Mm-hmm. I would imagine nurses wear them.
I would guess.
People
on their feet all day.
Feet a lot.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Other than Drab, I've never really heard somebody who has them. And I've never had them. But I've never heard somebody who has Hokas complain about them.
Well,
they always seem
to
like them.
I have some that aren't as pronounced. They look a little... It's almost like they have a line or two that are more like kind of normal-ish. Those I didn't like. Because they don't have as much cushion. You know what I mean?
Do you ever toss away any of your shoes? How do you have 10 pair of just the Hokas?
Because I probably have like 60 or 70 pair of shoes always. In
Where do you put them?
I have a whole shoe rack thing.
He has more shoes than like LaMarcus Aldridge.
And then I have an extra shoe rack. Like... And then I have a ton on the floor.
And they're all filled.
Oh, yeah.
But why would you need 10 of the same shoe?
Because I like them.
He's a hoarder. He's a shoe hoarder.
No, I get rid of some.
Don't they get smelly?
Not when you got 100
pair. He never wears 80% of them.
Yeah, I do get rid of some. Every once in a while, I get rid of like 10 pair. Then I just say, you know what? I haven't worn those.
Then you need to buy 10 more.
But then I like, you know what makes me happy? I just did it yesterday. 2 days ago, I bought a pair of New Balance online. So, silly deal. When I get a deal, I get
Nice. You and Shohei Ohtani love New Balance.
I got a silly deal on some New Balance. I said, "Those are gonna, that's going to make my day. When, when that's come in and I open it, I'm going to be happy, and I'm going to put them on my feet. And it's, I'm going to be happier than I was before I put them on my feet."
See, you just operate differently, because I think Jason and I would be the same.
I would cancel Because
then I would look at the bill.
Was that Amazon?
I'd be like...
I bought it from Joe's New Balance outlet.
Oh, okay.
Hey, I got a New Balance outlet. It's Joe. I'm branching out.
They fell off the truck.
It's Joe.
You guys are going to Joan? Hey, I can't canceled an Amazon order 2 days ago for my daughter. She ordered a $40 Yeti. I canceled it. You know why?
Because
we have 72 Yetis.
Yetis
at the house. Most of them she ordered, and she said, "I need another Yeti. I need a bigger one." I said, "Nope.
$40 a bottle of snowman.
I'll send you some of the Yetis you already ordered." Canceled.
No, I make a ton of small.
Whoever came up with the Yeti concept, that person's a genius, and they're on a yacht somewhere.
I like Yetis, but we got 70 of them.
I just ordered.
I'm not letting her order another one. Sorry.
I just ordered four round, like big ball ice cube thingy tray for my drinks.
For your Blantons?
for my
diet?
I have a Blantons tonight.
All right, we got to get out of here. For Cakes, Spish, EB, I'm JP. We'll see you tomorrow. Be Mitch and Finley next here on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.